Blog Talk Radio. You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. You have just entered the King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by the original host, King Atterbury. How you doing, King?
What up, everybody? How y'all feeling out there? I'm good up in the building. Got La Perla Negra out here. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. I'm good, actually. I'm good. My light blew on me right before the show. I don't have a phone, and I don't have a ladder. I think when my son moved out, he took my ladder, he took my shovel, he took everything with him, right? So I'm assed out, but that's all right. I got a television. I can turn that on.
I'm saying, what you got, a strobe light up in there?
I need one. I need some track lighting and strobe lights, something up in here. But
yo,
it's
I know
all
that's
good.
Right, yo. It's all
it's
good.
All
we gonna rock
good.
It out how we always do. You know what I mean? God is good.
Absolutely.
Up there, you know what I mean?
All the time.
So, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, so what's your favorite part of life? That's the topic of discussion right here.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell y'all in just a minute. I want to get back to the introduction of the show so people know exactly
right.
where they at. All right. Back. This is Kevin Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
You already know where I'm at. I'm the highlight. I'm the poster boy.
You the poster boy for Rawlings?
Yeah,
that's what's up. You the poster boy.
Yeah. No, Pearl, don't be trying to take my title.
No. Never that. I'm just saying, if you the poster boy, then I'm the poster girl. I'm trying to tell you. I got more Rawlings.
I said a lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us in some great conversation, and then we can jump off with some of your awesome poetry. Now, before I continue, I got to send out a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we are talking about right now. And you can acquire them over at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, holler at anybody here in Epiphany. We will make sure that you get yourself some Raw Links. As my my soul said, you heard?
You heard?
Yo, so you asked me the question, what is my favorite part of life? Yo,
exactly.
Being a black woman, I'm trying to tell you, it's everything, okay? Because we as black people, period, are beautiful, but I think a black woman embodies everything about life, period, okay?
I know that's
right. So that's that. That's my take right there. What is your favorite part of life?
My favorite part of life is carrying on a lineage from my grandfather, the legacy, you know what I'm saying, of being J.W. Atterbury, you know what I'm saying, because it just carries a whole lot of weight.
I hear that.
I'm doing a lot of things that my father couldn't, you know what I mean? So, you know, carrying on that legacy, it's been a heavy drive, but I've been doing it, though, you know what I'm saying? So
I know that.
That's what my favorite part of life is doing it without trying to do it. You know what I mean? So,
that's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's what's up. So, man, I am ready to kick this off with some poetry. You want to do another song or you want to get right into the poetry? Your call.
You know what? Hey, let's jump into some of this poetry. That's what
all right. All right. What we doing here? You going to head it off first?
Well, look, you know, queens before kings. I'm being a gentleman.
As always. All right, I got you.
That's my DMX voice.
Oh, Lord. All right. This is called Light. Thank you. Light in the Dark. Y'all want to know what the cost of my freedom was? All right, I'll tell you. You know, I came to realize that I don't have to move like them because my authentic fly is within myself. My swag is my swag because I learned to hold my head up and go back around the world fearlessly retrieving all the pieces of my heart that I thought was lost each time it was shattered. I'm a wounded healer, and you better believe I'm a beast at working through my pain now. My resiliency comes from many betrayals and friendship. But this heart of mine doesn't have nine lives, and it damn sure ain't invisible. But so I don't pick at scars after I'm healed. I got enough blemishes. I don't open old wounds because I don't give samples of myself. And pain from heartbreak, bad memory is not that kind of pain I draw pleasure from. My eyes are open, and I do not wish them to roam around among ruins of what once was. So I keep my head towards the sky because it's easier for the guiding light to enter my heart. I smile because that part of healthiness is effortless, and it suits me. I'm teachable, so I live within learning and understanding because simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world. But just because I've perfected repairing broken things, that doesn't mean that you get to look me in my eyes and lie at your convenience. See, in this circus of life, it gets so hard to balance on a high wire between emotion and logic. But with my pen and one mic, I do have a safety net. And of course, my course, set for my flow of ink, is constructed by the Most High, of course. So if the fact that my way of life is offensive simply because I don't stay down and I keep healing after damage is done, then just like vintage water and fire, exit stage with a heart left. Because, baby, only those who have known darkness can truly appreciate the light. And I've made hell my home before. But, hey, when you know, you know. And that's that peace.
Yo, that's what's up. It don't get no better yep. than that.
Thank you, thank
you,
thank you.
Much Beautiful piece.
Thank you. Damn. Speaking of beautiful pieces, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight, King?
Oh, man. This is a piece called Open Showers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stand back off the stage and put the spotlight on you. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Building a bridge. With humility, humanity changing. I didn't walk these dogs so long I patted my footprints. Imagine me allowing evil thoughts to penetrate. Your face is a mistake showing progressive hate, hidden by eyes of deceit with slow emotion. Are you still roller coasting? Just sit on your own smile. My new profile is a new now, a blue that's new. Anything that I do, I'm solo dolo without you. JW, the word that merged across them lines. Holding hands with mother and father, time is divine. I'm not around shades that fade the whole masquerade. Whatever shown today, change image bowls of clay. Here we are in the water, blending well together. No ties to sever, because we always get better. King.
I'm solo, dolo without you, yo. That's what I'm talking about right there. See? See?
Yeah.
Yo, I can appreciate that. I truly appreciate that, man. That piece was dope. As always, I mean, and you know what? I don't think I've heard you repeat any of your pieces. Every time I hear you, it's something new. And I appreciate them all, man. That was a dope. Thank you for that.
You. I appreciate that.
That's yeah. what's up, man. Yeah.
You know, being that you spit that wonderful and beautiful piece, I spit a piece. And how about we just go into a song right now? And it's wonderful, you know what I mean? So we're going to take
right,
a chance
before
we let these callers in, you know what I mean?
Oh, for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got. I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
Still be loving me?
I'll be loving you. Oh.
Pull a keep you blind and no go. Pivot ain't easy, trust me, I know what gangsters in. Go, 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 go. Together, like a chiller in bad weather. I'm good, but been better. On my road with cheddar and glamorous things. Copped a few cars, a crib with the east and the west wing. Cause this is how I'm living, and y'all women know the secrets on how to get it and keep it. How to pray about weak is the power of the. I got a lot of wondering, it ain't just eyes. Gotta keep the cash coming, and that's on my life. If it wasn't for the money and the things I got, she probably wouldn't like me. But I keep her in her vent, Jeffrey, quite icy. Sips terrifying, who does it like me? And the murder is I-N-C.
If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
Still be loving me?
I'll be loving you.
What does it take to get to Mac that is, player that is, pimp that kid? Your boy had wigs before we hit showbiz. But showbiz brought next level chicks. Pull up in them hot cars, go by the whole pot. I came from the dirt, what you want me to say? I'm at the top of the world and like the buffet. And that's why I get MIA. Shut the game down so the busters can't play. Hell yeah, I flourish money, hell yeah, I act funny. Look at you like... All the stuff I've been through. It's a wonder why I'm still here. Said I was gone, but I'm still here. And all you that left me here, it's mighty strange how you right back here. If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
Still be loving me?
I'll be loving you.
Why you wanna take it all from me? Honey, my life is dark, but it's lovely. Crimes, call trips, ain't that right, Kelly? Y'all don't know. Money ain't a thing, mommy need a little change. Girl, I'm pitching quarters, closest to the heart. Cause you live in a fortress, new business, new fortress, new cases, new lawyers. I'm becoming the infamous, notorious rule. Couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. Don't possess the heart that I do. And it's no wonder that I'm still here. Thought I was gone, but I'm still here. And all you that left me here. It's kinda funny how you right back here.
If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Would you still be calling me?
Still calling you?
Still be loving me?
I'll be loving.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, King, you got the tones, man. They got me over here bouncing. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Uh-oh,
what's
uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm ready to get into some poetry. You done set the mood.
Right.
Man, let's happen. We're going to open up this first microphone to area code 240. Who do we have on the mic?
What's up, what's up? How y'all doing? What's good, yo?
Hey,
ain't too much. It's been a very, very long time since I've been on here. It's the poet has spoken.
It has. You want to tell who it is again?
The poet has spoken.
Oh, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you been?
It has been
a long time. Goodness.
I've been good. You know.
out here in these poetry streets.
All right. Okay, that's all right. We all out here.
Absolutely.
Well, it is good to hear from you again. And we got a question to ask you. You ready?
And what's that? Yeah, of course.
What is your favorite part of life?
I would say living in my purpose.
Okay.
No matter what's going on in life, as long as I can be on a stage or do poetry, it's always purpose. Living in my purpose is my favorite part.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I encourage that. I agree with that right there.
Yeah, of course.
That's what's up.
You gotta definitely live in your purpose, or you're not doing what you was put here for.
Absolutely. And we all have a purpose. That's why we are here. If we're not having a purpose, we wouldn't even exist. But, you know, a lot of people have to recognize what their purpose is so they can live in it. So I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you for that. Oh, man.
Of course.
Man.
Of course. Yeah. So
now,
we doing poetry too?
We are. I was getting ready to ask you, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
So I will be releasing a trilogy this year of love poems. So this is out of one of the books that's in the trilogy.
All right.
It's
well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
It's called Where Are You? I'm sitting here in the dark, wondering where you are. Where's the one that will love me with unconditional feels? Where's the one that knows I'm not okay before I say I'm not okay? Where are you? You that would wrap your arms around me just because, you that would never say I love you. Instead, you show it every day. Where's the one that would catch my tears before they fall? Where's the one that would go through it all? The emotion, sad, happy, mad, smiling, crying, depression. Where are you? The one that would be the cause of the resurrection of my heart and soul. The one that would support my goals. You that would always push me, uplift me. The one that would always build me up, not tear me down. I'm looking for you. I am needing you. I am wanting you. Where are you? The one that my heart calls out for. The one that my hands reach for. The one that my ears listen for. The one that my feet move for. Where are you? Sitting here in the dark, wondering where you are. Or
Amazing piece.
Yo, that's what's up, bro. Word.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm
feeling that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
I've been asking that question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the title of the book that you guys can be looking for from that one is Please Wait to Be Loved.
I love it. I do. I have, child, please. I've been asking that question for, you said the one that is the cause of the resurrection of my soul. It don't get no deeper than that. I'm trying to tell you. It don't get no deeper than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Yo, can you do me a favor? Do us a favor. Can you post that in the event page, please? Because that right there, I need to read that again and again, because that one really, it touched my soul. It got deep.
I got you. I got you.
Thank you.
I got you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, brother. You know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah,
yeah, of course, man. Always. I'm glad that you guys
post your information.
I'm gonna start coming back through more often.
Oh, please do. We got an open mic always waiting here for you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And post your information about your book that's coming out and everything in here, too.
Yeah, put all
okay.
that in perspective, bro. You know what I mean? And we definitely got
a song to
play after you lead off, man.
Absolutely. I definitely will. If any of you ever in Nashville, look me up. Hit me up on in Messenger or on Instagram. There's a lot of events that go on out here. And I got I got a couple of them that I curate myself. So if you ever in the area, please holler at me.
My dude, you talking to the traveler. You know what I'm saying? I was in Tennessee last year. You know what I mean? Up in Nashville.
Yeah, come get with me, man. We got a lot going on out here.
All right, well, hit me on the messenger, bro. You know what I mean? And we chop it up about that. You know what I mean?
Say love. Say love.
All right. That's peace.
All right. You guys have a good night. Yeah, of course.
You too. Right. One love, one mic.
See you.
One love, one mic.
Yo, we starting this off right. That piece hit me
I
hard.
Know that's
cause
right
I
on that.
Man, it's many, many nights I sat in here and had a talk with the universe and asking those very same questions, you know. But I'm always told, be patient, be patient, be patient. So that's where I am. That piece right there, oh, man, that was all right.
It definitely was. But I got a song for them, though, as we go into this little intermission before we bring in the next callers on that. You know what I mean?
All right.
And we gonna go with that panda, the solid joint.
Panda. I got broads in the Atlanta, switched to the V in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van, legacy, family, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet, legacy, family, wait and see, panda, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, this nigga bullet your bandit, killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to the V in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man had the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Poker killers on the stand.
Panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up lean and shit, sippin' fine. Credit cards in the scammers, wake up beside your shit, let it down, over to lady shit. They be answering rent, I know we clappin' shit. I be pullin' up something to find shit. I got plenty of stuff for Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacy, final, why is he killin' no karma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the finder. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comments. The rollie is dancing bigger than the pound, go out to for Grammy. But pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of the money. No killers pull up in the inner, baby. CCDD pull up in the killer, baby. Pull up, fill it, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I did it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when you spin it. The Bobby gon' spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business. In the break, fucking up shit. She doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split.
Panda. 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 Panda.
got broads in Atlanta. Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banners. Legacy, phantom. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacy, phantom. Wait and see, panda. Package one, Danny. Selling bars, candles. Laying on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Big nigga bullet, you bandit. Movie killers on the stamina. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the banner. Legacy, phantom. Wait, look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, phantom. Wait, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Laying on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for granted. Then nigga pull up your panic. Hope the killers understand me. Panda. 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 Panda.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. Ooh, King, I'm ready for some more poetry. What about you?
I know that's right. Let's open up them doors to the castle. You know what I'm saying?
Open the doors to the castle.
If we have to.
Oh, man, we getting ready to open up this microphone to Epiphany's own one half of the Just Jay and Just Gina show. This is Just Jay. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. Jay, how you doing tonight?
Sorry, there's no Just Jay here. It is Sanchez.
What up, yo?
Can
how
I
you
do
doing
my
tonight?
Pizza what? What are we doing here?
You know, I don't speak that language. Crazy self. King, you got
ready
this
to
one. You ready to do some poetry?
Trying to.
Not before we ask the question. Okay.
First, you get
so
to
first
get my name
off,
right. I get my name is Dentist.
Lord have mercy. Nope. All right. You ain't going to take me there tonight. How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good. You get ready to take me there, but I'm not breaking. I'm not gonna break tonight. Well,
oh,
we ain't no fun. No. I'm sitting here in the dark. So I want to know. We want to know, what is your favorite part of life?
My favorite part of life is the future. Always moving forward. I used to fall into the trap of how things were better back when, but things were still the way they were. I'm looking to the future. It makes me feel good.
Oh, yes, definitely. That's so important to look forward to the future. That's part of manifesting. When you get stuck and you don't look forward to anything, things kind of slow down for you, you know? So
right.
That's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. To, you know, keep
it came from me wanting stuff and always wondering, like, how's dude got this Camaro? How this going on over here? So I'm starting to learn and understand that end of it. Sometimes it don't take nothing extraordinary. Just take doing something when you're supposed to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, that's a major part of the power of manifestation. You know, think it, you can be it, and you can have it. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you for that. Man, what did you bring for our listening
pleasure
tonight? What's
the theme for tonight?
I just asked
What's
you the question.
What's the theme for
tonight? I just asked you the question. That's what it was. What's your favorite part of life?
Is this like an open mic or something?
Yeah, it can be.
Oh, no, it's not then.
You just bring us what you got. Bring us what you got. The question is the
no.
thing. Yes.
This, all right. This might not be appropriate. This some a slam type jazz.
Man, if you don't spit that piece and start playing, you play some.
Are we fighting again out here? Yes, sir.
We fight you. You know I'm
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say no. You're supposed to be diplomatic. You're a host for crying out loud.
You almost made me say words. Jay, I'm a bad off
you just
say
words.
I'm going to put the spike light on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you, Danielle, for putting up with my shenanigans. All right. The velvety rough texture of naked beats, performing phenomenal feats. I'm a maniac on loose leaf, APB, man at large in these clubhouse streets. I'm digging deeper than fleets and armada of fleets into your seat, cease and desist or feel the agony of defeat. I'm shutting you down like control of delete, shut your peep or awaken from a sleep with your feet in some quick creep like Charlie Brown, good grief. You the reason for re-season and crimson soaked sheets when the verbal lemon squeeze squirts by George, it hurts. That verse just rented your hearse from Hertz, courtesy of the S-H-O-P Merc, like the boys, make your million burst. Well, I don't know what the worst is, so I'm trying to compare my vices versus my verses. I come back rich after a deficit and celebrate from ripping the mic down the middle of a malcontent. Now it's two sides to this beef. That's a flat line about some dead meat. Boy, I'm Black Ops. I do not exist. But it's hell to pay if I get a whiff of vinegar and piss. The ring is my confines, controlling your verticals like Venetian blinds with acid rhymes. My spit shines like moon-lit skies. Feel the ascension as I climb line by line, hanging mimes with hanging lines. A beaver became a badger, mad at me for being Willie Sutton. E.F. Hutton, J.J. got rocks first down and you punting. Because the ball ain't what you want in the last venue you stomping in as I smack that tasty phlegm, knocking out the poison pill, draw my poison quill. If he dies, he dies, but I was trying to save him, riding on my reverb. Because it's Mayday if it comes to that gunplay causing blood spray like it's drizzling. I'm handing out purple hearts for busted missions under the sun. The grandson scopes don't glisten. But it pops like pistons with laser-guided precision. Negative intentions of Wooga breaks for collision. Boom.
Yo, I'm Black Ops, so I don't exist. Oh, that's deep.
Okay. Yeah, I feel you on that, bro.
Okay. Yes,
that's
yes.
The first time that I even came halfway decent to reciting that piece. But I'm starting to learn it now.
You did all right, man. We can't tell you did all
right.
That was a dope line.
Yeah, you came through with that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The whole
I'm
piece
give
was
it a
dope.
Shot.
That one particular line, yo, you did that. That's what's up. You know, I'm a fan of your
Thank
poetry
you.
Anyway,
Thank
but that right there, yo, that was all right.
I think it was the answer before to allow me to get open with it. So I appreciate y'all. I've been loving the shows from the very beginning when y'all spitting everything. It's been love.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you can't escape just yet. No, we ain't letting you skate off like
Lord.
That because I know how you do. You be trying to, like,
I was trying to get to the sunset.
I hear you. But we need to know, would you mind, you know, letting everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got something going on outside of there. You mentioned it in your piece. Would you do that for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Every other Saturday, it'd be me and Gina Storm. We'd be doing a Just Jay and Gina show. That's at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Come by and check us out. Y'all going to have a nice time. That show is still in the building process. Y'all need to be in there to go ahead and help it to be what it's going to be and what it's going to do. I've been enjoying my time here at Epiphany. I was just talking to Gina about all the different things I've been learning. It's not like y'all been setting us down and talking to us. It's just in the movement itself. You know, it's been this has been very educational for me. I appreciate y'all. You know, for real, he gave me my name, Just Jay. You know, now I'm learning about business and what it takes to keep all this together. And that's why even before, you know, I had got here, I always remarked about how people really need to appreciate what y'all doing, the time that y'all sacrifice. Sometimes it'd be easy to do it. Sometimes it does not. But the people never know about that.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Thank you. We appreciate you, too. You know, Epiphany is family, okay?
That's right.
So we're always going to support. We're always going, you know, we're going to have a little joke around and stuff, but it's all love in there. It's always been a great vibe.
Oh,
it always will be. So thank you for that, man. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you. And we're going to send you over there to the... wait a minute. What's the name of the lounge again? You say it, King. You got it.
You know what I'm saying? The Royale Lounge.
I'm about to kick back like y'all me and stretch out.
We definitely got a song for you. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah,
absolutely.
I just need a tuna melt. That'd be cool, G.
Well, we got a little kitchen back there. You can go on over there and grab yourself something. Put your order in and sit back. Put your feet up. Take your socks off. Baby. One love,
appreciate
one
the hospitality,
baby.
Y'all.
One love, one mic.
Yo, they coming through, man. Come on with the
I know that's right. And you know what? I definitely got a song for Just Jay. You know what I mean? Word.
All right.
Say word.
Word. Never ending. She ain't get you to fly. Fly, we like to say word. She ain't get you to fly. The sweet say shoot it up, I think it pulled it out, Johnston, pull up Bronson, with no magic wand, mega bomb, no but black, a black beef, sweet, Chiba warm, I, Cobra Kai, I John T, my Roscoe, no game style, levity, a Marco boots, rats on a nickel plate, dragon ski, all over the state, shake, Bobby Speed, Bronx, ice, core, silver skies, alley parkways, beaming streets, all over the stairways, Chiba, y'all, holy, he seeker, foxy tequila, like the tequila, armor ready, drop the confessor, penny heat armor, and Latin quarters, do the La Bamba, flight of the shogun, eject. In the parachute trooper. Black flames, masquerades, lead chase in the dark with no heart. But came back to life when they heard the art. We launched them from start. Ball scars for these times. Fly spies through the spot. Like diamonds on her China eyes. Off the land. Airborne. Drawn on a sugar blast. Lower mass. Acquitted Academy Award. Yeah, banana splitting. Casting over brown. Spanking the lever. With skimmer. Welcome to Jigger. Cash here. Looky, looky here. Velvet velour. Mix them together. Two sisters. Menage a trois. The cat's ball. Wear a marinade. Melting on ass. Hershey bar. And the Sahara. In the walls and walking tall. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high.
think it's super fly, only if it's live, we live.
First I cut it to the left, then I boogie to the right. Dig it, function in the palace, with Mr. Midnight. Man, the menu for murder, be Saratoga, Fahrenheit. Legacy Ruger on top, task, go for the sack. Then I party down with Foxy Brown around a canopy. Following me, the Sunny T, but only plead the jungle free. Now I'm pouring vodka on top of the diva, but I lay you on the dock while the submarine slide through. Yeah,
German choice, liquor's poor leg, every bone crush, plush, very ever sweet, smee sway, sugar rush, I cut. Regularly reefers on the roundup, chop ice, only live life on an up and up.
And the bros a night, peeling off they tights, bitch, you by golly why, playing in my sight, sipping sure you're right, my Sharia more through the corridor, mixing on the floor where we contemplate, 5,000 styles, hit the brick house, chip the raw hide, hottie, hottie, high, diamond crooks, hailing from coolie to hang them high.
So add the oregano, who would ever know, lower underworld, panther walk, detectable talk from a delegate, who be selling it, always blaming back at five, never ending high, Illuminati's out, lower paradise.
Never ending high, sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live, say word. Never ending high, sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live, say word. Never ending high, sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live, say word. Never ending high, sing it super fly. Only if it's live, we live. We live.
So Mrs. O. officer. Tell your lieutenant, get them cuffs off for ya. I'm Kid Kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That ass so big, I catch a battery to hold ya. Hair so big, you thought I told you, pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car. Put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
All you hear over the dispatcher is
takes me way back, King. You got some food,
you already know.
That is awesome. Oh, definitely, wee, definitely.
Wee,
wee. Yeah. Oh, man, that brings back memories. But we're going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yo,
doing
yo. What's good? What's goody, yo?
Just working, man. Just trying to be careful on these roads. You know.
That's peace.
Definitely,
yeah, man.
Definitely.
Just be driving a lot. I'll be trying to be careful. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get plenty of rest, too, man. I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know, watch your left and your right side, brother.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, man, it's, it took a while for me to be a truck driver, but I master it. You know, I get better every day. I watch people, and I try to get better, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, they say practice makes perfect, so you keep on going, you know. And I say a prayer for you out there on that road like that, because it ain't no joke. I already know. I understand. But I want to ask you a question tonight, Otto. What is your favorite part of life?
Knowledge.
Knowledge? Okay. All right. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I would say black knowledge. Learn the experience of the ancestors. You know, some things have not been taught in school. And then you start developing your own mind about who you truly are, what the ancestors stood for. People that are not taught in the books, you learn a whole lot.
Absolutely. Appreciate that insight. Now, we want to know, you said you're driving, so more than likely.
I'm taking a break right now. I'm going to drive as soon as I do my phone.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then. I'm going to get down off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The name of Freestyle is going to be called Unlock the Ancestors. All right. This is the time that we come for a place that we need change, and sometimes when I feel like I'm going through the lane. Well, let me explain the pain and the suffering that the ancestors have taken, not mistaken the words that we've been established, and we going the farthest, and who's going to be the smartest. Regardless, we break the chains, who we be, like when they tried to like really lynch us, more words to discuss. You see, like black knowledge be bigger than both of us. So I had to go ahead and unlock the ancestors. Our roads have come from the books written by black people. We go right through the sequel, fighting the evil, trying to chain us down and looking around, freedom sound. You see, we come like from the underground. We come like the higher, setting the whole world on fire, that the truth should not be retired and no truth ever be expired, but inspired. I admire the ancestors fought against our supremacy. We lack our energy. We go right through the century. We be like the mystery. They tried to lynch us, make sure that we don't have hope. Like being in pain is like a slippery slope. We gonna cope. We be like on the higher level, something special. Something about those ancestors that said, we ain't going back to that. Something about those ancestors that said, we're not going in the back of the bus. Something that about the ancestors that said, you may spray us, but we keep on going. Something about the ancestors that said about in Tennessee that I am a man. Something about the ancestors that spoke in Dr. King. Something about the ancestors that spoke in Malcolm X. The of the majesty, but whatever was the tragedy, remarkable, we are powerful and we are honorable. So every time when I unlock the chain, I come with a full reign. There I am, king and black queen, you are there. We stand together as we unlock the chains of the ancestors. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical engine, 10 kids in them all in, prepping and dry.
Wow. King, what you got for that?
Hey, man, that was Avon, you know what I'm saying? That was automatic charismatic.
I know that's right. As always, you bring the truth, and sometimes, although it's very hard for people to digest it, but nonetheless, you don't let that stop you. And I love your pieces, man. I wish I could freestyle, but I stumble over my words. My tongue, it just goes everywhere, and I can't get the words out right. That was a dope piece as always, man. And I love you. I love it. And I appreciate you bringing it
through.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have to say this, that the person who inspired me to be more of a freestyle artist was Charles King Kashi Wilson. Rest in power, Beast King, Team Hungry. You know, that brother right there, you know, I felt his spirit, I felt his knowledge, and he always checked up on me, always had a good conversation with me. And he inspired me with his relentless to freestyle. Ooh. So, you know, I always give a shout out to King Kashi when it comes to who inspired me. Everybody's inspired by somebody. The first
right.
time you pick up a pen, you were inspired by somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are so right.
Thanks.
Man, as always, thank you for coming through, Oro, you know, and continue to try and make it through here whenever
right.
you can. It's always been Mike waiting here
yeah.
for you. I'm going to send you over there to where they going, King? Where they going?
The They going to the Royal Lounge.
Oh, well, you know, I can't drink because I'm driving the truck. So, you know, I can't.
All right, just get on that.
So I got only three Kool-Aid right now.
You know what I'm saying? Get on that nasty high, you be all right. You know what I'm saying? Word. Feeling in the word.
All right, Otto. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, yo.
Wow. That's what's yo, up. You know, he always brings a political piece up in here, but it's truth about what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's,
yeah,
really,
that's
really
fact.
Dope.
That's
right. You got some music for that?
Yeah, I definitely got him. You know what I mean? We're going to go with some De La Soul right now. Boom.
Down to the pit, a baby is brought into a world of pit, and if it could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this, the mother is a jerk, excuse me, junkie, was brought the work of the old into a new life, what a way, but this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic, cause humans should have raised it in a first wave, cause second wave from believers and believers will walk through it then, even talk through it and say,
you
can't. None of that. Tell them what to say, mate. How the zombie scream, it's the crack. Plain is plain, it should explain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
Yo, you bring back so much nostalgia with them tunes, King. Man, I appreciate that. I really, really do. Oh, man, we got more callers up in here. So let's get to opening up to more of these microphones. All right, we're going to open up this next mic. We're going to open up this next mic to area code 506. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do you have on the mic?
Who you being?
It is Lady A.
Oh, Lady,
hey,
what's good?
Hey,
what's popping?
What's up, Diva?
Just sitting through a snowstorm and playing a few games, listening to your show.
Nice. Oh, that's like cussing at me. I don't want none. You know, Philadelphia weather's bipolar. We tripolar. We get all the weather. You know, somebody posted a thing where they talk about Philly weather is like the Karate Kid. Coat on, coat off. How you doing tonight, though, sitting through that snowstorm?
Well, it's, you know, when you get your comfy clothes on and you're warm and toasty, it's pretty okay. That's how I look at it, I guess. As long as you got your jammers on, you're all right.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, the question of the evening, Lady A, is what is your favorite part of life?
I guess hope. Hope is a big part of things, no matter how crappy a deal you get handed. It's, you got to have hope.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. That goes back to, who was it, the poet has spoken? He said, I can't remember which one said it, but another poet that called before you did said, it was just Jay. He's talking about the future. So having hope, that's all part of the future too, the dynamic of it. So I agree with that, man. I love that. And that means you staying positive. You can't have hope without positivity. It just don't work without it. Like that.
It inspired me a few years back. I can't recall exactly how long ago, but I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, to write something with regard to that. One of my heroes in life was a young girl named Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard of her. If you haven't, I'll give you a little spin on it. Do you know who Anne Frank was?
Yeah, I know who Anne Frank was.
Okay. And she wrote a diary when she was hiding from the Nazis in Holland and in Amsterdam. And her diary, of course, went after the war. Her father found her. He survived, and he found her diary and published it as a book. And she was so inspirational because they had, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 families hiding in an attic, sharing this very small space, and they weren't allowed to move or make noise during the day and in case they were found. And they lived in darkness, kept the curtains closed and that sort of thing. And so, but she always found something beautiful, no matter how bad and how much fear was in her life. She always found something beautiful in her life. And she was very inspirational to me. So I wrote a bit as though I was talking through her. She's speaking through me, rather. It's called The Wonder of Life.
Okay.
Windows blacked out. Windows blacked out, no light to see, no sun to warm me. A sliver of mist where brightness kissed. My eyes behold great color, green, pink, and purple. Silence is the rule, but shades of blue azure sing loudly in the park where birch shows off their bark. Children with kites of dragons riding bikes. Moms and dads prepare a feast and picnic at the beach. Toddlers toddle with balloons. Lovers hold hands and swoon. What wonder to embrace life's miracles that can't be erased. My world returns to black as I turn my back. This tiny place I hide so we might all survive. Strict rules we are to follow, else in tears we'll wallow, whispers in the day, so no one hears us pray. Fear cast out the good, save the window where I stood. 'Tis where I sing a song to remember I belong, amidst the flowers in bloom and picnics every noon. Love's gentle caress cannot be suppressed. From darkness I escape to life's beautiful embrace. And it's odd how even in the face of tragedy, there are often such wonders, such miracles to be found. And that's a quote from her book. And peace.
Thank you for that. Wow. You know, you don't hear the name Anne Frank very often, because it kind of gets, it rests within history. But we do know who she is, and she did, for her to write at such a young age and to stay positive as she did, even though she went through what she went through, it's an inspiring thing to know.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Yeah, they almost hid it, too. There was two and a half years they hid there, and then somebody found out, and they told on them, and the Nazis came and got them, and all but her father died in the camps.
Yeah, it's sad how life can do you sometimes, but it still is to be lived because it can still be beautiful, even in the worst times, you know?
And that was the legacy, and that was the beauty of it. Thank you.
Thank you for that, lady. I appreciate you coming through.
I know,
as
that's
always.
Right. True fact.
So, yeah, you know? Appreciate you, Diva. And we're going to send you over there. I'm going to try this one time. I don't know if I can say it like my co-host, but I'm the Royale.
Okay.
The Royale Lounge. You heard?
All right, lady. Hey, thank you for coming through, sweetie.
thank you, Lady A, for that piece. We appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much. I always appreciate you guys, too.
And I got a song following you after, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. What you got for that? The Spin Doctor.
I got some Maroon 5.
Oh, all right.
let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
Sweet, but
All right. That sweet potato pie, that's my joint.
Yeah, that's that Domino.
That work, man. Oh, man. Before we open up this next microphone, I got to let you know we are half an hour into the 10 o'clock hour. That means you have a half an hour to get up in here. Half hour before 11 o'clock.
That's right.
Before the Blog Talk lady cuts you off. She don't pull no punches. She ain't going to discriminate. She just going to shut it down. And you won't be able to get in here. You won't be able to hear anything. All right.
She be on that bullshit.
Okay. Yes, she does. So please, ladies and gentlemen, dial in at 319-527-6300. You are in the King and Queen's Quarters on Epiphany Radio. Let's open up this next microphone. Oh, man, we got a treat coming up in here. This is a rarity these days. We got us, the CEO of Epiphany Radio.
Woo!
Man, we are the poet, Douglas. Baby.
Hey, how you doing tonight? What's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, welcome to King of Queens Quarters. Yes. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I is. The music, y'all supposed to give me the name of that song, that one song. You have to check that. I'm going to have to listen to the playback. The one song y'all played was crazy as hell.
I think I know which one you're talking about. That's the one with Old Dirty Bastard. Yeah.
I don't know who it was. That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
I like that song.
Sound like
foreigners was in it. Like they was from England or something like that.
It was
going down. It was a rap
was
song.
Was it the ones
that don't
say word?
It might have been. I can't remember, but I knew that joint was slamming. But I was like, ooh, that was nice. Who was it by?
Yeah, I forgot them dudes. They had a lot of joints back in the day. It might have been that them dudes. They'd be like, say word. I think it's the same dudes that had that song called Luchini.
Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to the playback, man, because I really liked that song. It was crazy. But I've been listening, and I've been loving what I'm hearing. You know, the poetry, the dialogue between the poets and you guys. Hello, Lady A. Say hello to Lady A.
Camp Low. I think it was Camp Low. Sorry, boys, man.
Okay, you're going to have to put that in the joint because you know I'm old. I can't remember that. By the time I finish talking, I ain't going to remember the name of that. But I really liked it. But, like I said, though, the question. First, when you guys posted the question, I was like, well, that's kind of broad. What is your favorite part of, what is it, life?
Life. Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of life?
Of life. Initially, I wrote sleeping. I wrote sleeping. I don't think I was thinking too hard. Well, I might have been acting silly. I can't remember. I'm old, you know, so I can't remember what it was. But after I got finished really listening to the music and listening to the poets up in here, I just jotted some stuff down that was really serious to me, and I wrote my favorite part about life would have to be love. For various reasons, I wrote down tasting love in its many forms, loving everything, loving life, lifing.
Oh.
Loving, enjoying life, thriving, not wasting life, living, loving. For those of us who have had a chance at tasting love, tasting life, you know the feeling.
Absolutely.
It's nothing as overwhelming as the feeling of, I'm not even talking about a romantical love, but I'm including that. But I'm not talking about that, but I'm including that. Just love itself, period. Or having a passion for something. Having a passion for life. Having a passion for something. Having a passion for life. And living. You know, not wasting that we have. You know, and I'm talking to myself too as I say that. It's something I would love to keep hearing over and over again about loving life, cherishing it. You know, and if you love life and if you cherish it, you cherish the life that you have, that you've been given. So you proceed accordingly through life, you know, when you talk about self-love and things of that nature. Love in itself, man, as far as life, I can't see this life going through it without knowing love or had loved or love of some type of or kind. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But devoid of it. Absolutely. Devoid of it. What is life if you're devoid of it and all you had was anguish? You couldn't answer the question that you guys posed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're
the
right.
The question to be unanswered without knowing it,
without
knowing happiness. Happiness.
Okay.
I mean, in the same token, life ain't about ain't full of rainbows, butterflies, and candy, and happiness, and joy, and all those things. But just knowing love and happiness of those things, they outweigh those other things. You have gone through those things, yet at the end of the day, just a kiss from your significant other as you come home, make it all worth the while, right?
Absolutely.
Being enslaved and boiled at work, but yet when you get home, if you have love waiting for you, or if you know it, it's all worth the while. That's what my thought is.
That's what I'm talking about. That's for real right there. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, for real. That's amazing. And you are so right. I couldn't agree with you more. That was well put and beautifully said, man. So. I can't even think of it. Eloquent. I loved it.
What happened?
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, well, I try my best, you know.
I know
to be
that's right.
For you. Why is he calling me again? Y'all just don't know. Okay. No, I had a phone call, and I couldn't believe it. And while y'all was talking, I actually clicked over instead of hanging up. I clicked over, and it was with my mother. She's like, well, Larry, I'm downstairs. I'm looking at the fish. I'm like, oh, Mom, I'm on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. It's all right, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy.
Yeah, bear with me. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It never fails, though. It always happens. She knows the proper time and just to hit me up. But anyway, like I was saying, thank you for your kind words, whatever they were. If you care to repeat them, I have an ear.
Yes, I was saying it was so eloquently put, the way you said what you said, and it was beautiful. I couldn't agree with you more with what you said, and I just appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
really.
It was kind of sappy. It was kind of sappy, but that's who I am. I can no longer fight it. I've been sheltered, you know, for a little bit, and been away from poetry. You know, I feel, you know, I have felt a disconnect. But tonight, listening into the program, y'all got me locked in, and so the words came forth. You know, thank you for your
That's
kindness.
A good thing. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you. You know, without you, we wouldn't even exist in this realm. So it's a beautiful thing. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank
really,
you.
Really do.
Yeah.
And
well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what did For Real the poet bring for our listening pleasure? Because we already know you getting ready to burn up the microphone, but
no,
it's your
that.
Microphone, so we ain't got to worry about being charged for it this time.
Well, you know what? Hey, listen. So, like I said, I've been out of sync a little bit poetically,
mm-hmm.
writing or reading it or spitting it. So, while I was listening, I took an old piece. I don't know if I've ever performed it or whatever, but I started changing it around and writing some other stuff, taking words out, adding words as I was listening into you guys talk. so bear with me. I don't know what the title was of this thing or what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I have written down, I'm going to try to do this for y'all. Yeah. I'm going to try to do this. Okay. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's called some shit.
The mic is you.
Thank you, Miss Pearly. Thank you. Love's entrapments can't trap me in. I will use my pen, write my own ending, write a new beginning, draw from deep within, create the circumference, that circle of energies I want to be surrounded in. With my pen, I'd create my own vibration and vibrate higher than I've ever been. Leave this place that I was once stuck in. Rock the whole foundation. Right to win, right my beginning and my end. Increase the amount of energy that flows through me and just keep on vibrating. Control my own destiny with my pen. Write life into a relationship. Write some new nonfiction shit in a book that I will ink. With my pen, I will control it. Shit and mold it. Who you waiting for, huh? Let us begin. See, I'm getting intoxicated, yet there'll be no Henny for me. I'm taking shots from shot glasses filled with nothing but life, straight from a vine that shimmers down from the Most High. Drunk, pissy, I get from drinking from that wine. I'm getting dizzy, that free-flowing liquid ink from my fountain's pen causes less surface tension when I'm writing on paper sheathed from the tree of life. I will write. I've learned. See, I've learned never to expect to get what you give. Shit. You gotta write your own narrative. So I allowed my pen to bleed on leaving ink stains on sheets where you and I, me and you, begin to live life. See, I'm writing, lifing in this new piece. I'm making you my wife, and so we begin to move closer to visuals of us, more beautiful. Unseen, our silhouette candles unlit yet, we kiss life by the glow of it. See, with my pen, I'm making life worth living, making worth it, making life worth it. With my pen, I'm making life worth living, life loving, new beginnings. And so we begin. We once held life by the stem, like a rose, sweet the smell, but even roses die. Yet the roots of what we have are strong as we get another try at life. With my pen, I will write. My pen keeps what we have alive as I write. New shit I scribe and spin shit, and we get to finish the unfinished. Nibbling at small bits of life, you and me, lifing. That's the best part of life. This time, sipping life's tidbits like an old school malted milkshake. Sipping, sipping, sipping on life through one straw. Tasting life, her lips and this milky beverage like life left unfinished. And so we begin. Where I wrote, did I write this? Damn it, that was sappy. She moves me. She is moving me. Once again, Cupid's arrows have abused me. That little MF-er has shot me in a heart that had stopped beating, bleeding. Damn it, you got me. Now I begin. Now I breathe in ecstasy, and time and space has no place to be. Everything is forevermore, forever eat on this natural high from free from gravity. You and I be. Did I write that? Ooh, that shit was sappy. See, This love thing is a mystery. See, life has lips that's been so far missed by me. Sure, I've kissed life before, made love under the shade of its trees before. Life and I have picnicked on fertile grass before, ran down life's streams bare feet before, gave life and love everything that we had just to be told by a world gone cold to kiss its ass. And so they got what they needed from me and more. And so a heart has tossed the keys and locked those doors. Oh, but with she, we script, we write shit. With she, we begin to move closer to her closeness, closure, possibilities, finishing unfinished fantasies, giving birth to new and sensual realities, her and me. In a relationship that I script with life and love, praying for longevity. As she sits before me, even in her stillness, she moves me. The light hum of her heartbeat touching, touches me. This love shit fucks with me. Time stands still, giving us both a chance to finish this unfinished love business that sits before us. And so we begin, for real, new chapters, turning pages. Let us begin as I write, script, scribe, shit. I control the narrative as I write about life, for real.
Wow.
That's a good
question. Yeah.
All right, King.
Yo, well, man, that was definitely on point, yo. Like, that was like leader of the pack type shit. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Man, you know what, for real. You, I'm just saying, I want to be like you when I grow up, for real. Because you got this performance thing about you. And you are more than just a poet. You are a performer. And you always have been an entertainer, always. And you give it to us raw and uncut and so beautifully worded every single time. The emotions that you put in it, I can always feel them. I can hear them and I can feel them, man. It's just amazing. You are.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yo, it'd definitely be right there, yo. You know what I mean?
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I love it. I can't get enough. I swear I could listen to you spit all day, every day. I'm serious, man. You just, and then not only that, I learn from you. I watch you. I listen to your style, your flow, and it helps me with mine. It has really helped me increase and work on, you know, better my pieces and the way that I spit. You know, and I appreciate
right.
that. I really, really do. I love that piece, man. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
I know.
Yo.
Thank you,
man. I know. Yeah, it's definitely been
thank
on
you,
point, man.
Man.
And I definitely got a song for you after that piece. You know what I mean? Word.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I appreciate both of y'all.
So.
I look forward to the song.
Hey, and
thank
I'll
you.
Definitely
thank
be
you.
Up in Philly. I'll definitely be up in Philly soon. So don't worry about that. You know what I mean? I'm already prepping my
you
arrangement.
Don't bring no more snow with you, man. Don't bring no more snow.
Yeah,
you know,
so
last time he was here, it was starting snowing. It was snowing too.
Yeah, you can leave the snow, bro.
Well,
leave the snow, bro.
Look, at least I didn't go up in the church when it was raining, you know what I mean? So,
oh. You
know, at least it was snow, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, man. All right,
yeah.
For real, thank you so much. Stick around and listen to your song. And going over there to the Royal Lounge, as King says. You know,
the Royal Lounge.
Take
Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby.
One love, one way.
Baby.
One
love, one way.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what you got for that, Kate?
I'm since y'all from Philly, so I'm gonna go with Philly right now. I mean, right. You know I don't be playing around.
This is another Dr. Dre production.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sweet King, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely fits for real. That's what's up.
That's a loud joint. Yeah, man. Hey,
okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yes, yes. We got another poet up in here. Man. All right. Ain't
let's bring. Well, yeah. Let's bring that poet in. Now, man.
Hey, poetic, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Yo, what up, bro?
What's going on, King Atterbury, Queen La Pearl La Negra? What's going on?
How you doing?
You've been here grooving, brother.
I'm doing good. Shenanigans. I had to dip off for a moment and tend to some issues with my lady to make sure everything is cool. But I'm good.
All right.
I'm back now.
All right.
That's what's up. I know that's right.
That's
cool. You know what I mean?
So what's going on?
What
we doing tonight?
What's your favorite part of life?
Yeah.
Hey, man. My favorite part of life, man, is living each moment right now. Not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future, but right now, every moment, every second, right now. That's my favorite
part. Let it be known, bro. That's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about. Live every moment, man. You know, that's what helps
LaPearl.
You looking towards the future. Yes.
LaPearl, let me go on my DMX voice right now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
You know what you know.
That's what's up. Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Living in the moment, you know, you have to cherish every precious second that you have because
every second.
We all, it comes a time when we'll all have that last day with one another. So I ain't mad at you. That's right.
Sure.
Enjoy
indeed.
Every
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. So, can I ask you something real quick? Already.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, could you, after you spit your piece, could you give us a rundown for Epiphany? We haven't heard that done in a while, you know?
Wow.
I mean, technically I did it on Saturday, so it hasn't been a while. But, of course, I got you.
Saturday don't count. Today is Monday. Well, it's like
that was
Sunday.
Your show. Okay. That was your show. We talked about on one of the other shows that you called.
Where
you know.
I got you.
All right. That's what's up. Man, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Hey, man, I wrote this piece. It's called Just a Little Ink.
Oh. Well, I'm going to get back off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Word. Thank you. For the love of poetry, I pray you get to know me. Through my inked words of dedication, as I'm scribing my most heartfelt emotion, while writing to introduce you to my pen, hoping I'd gain a friend. Rather not make an enemy because of my feelings, just reminding myself I'm still healing. See, past hurts and trauma used to grip me with fear. And I would hide myself year after year, hoping and praying someday I would no longer have to hide, yet every day the fear would come over me. And I'd hurt someone each day so vividly, wondering if true healing ever existed. My pen allowed me to journey into areas of my mind where I've resisted. The pain of letting someone get so close forced me to become cold, and I chose to ignore my calling, that which I yearn to be so much even though I've fallen away from the blessings and the promises of God. I know it's hard. The enemy will tell you that you are not worthy, nor do you have the willpower to show empathy because you yourself are so desolate. Wondering when you will rise like a phoenix and create a place of peace from a space where your emotions rested with those who were deceased. But you and your words must come alive. in your ink so your voice can thrive. So I live in this moment. The moment of purpose and retrospect, just to make sure you are encouraged. As God keeps me from being discouraged, hold fast to your belief. Ignore the mischief. Trust the process so you can progress. From the mind of Poetic.
Oh, talk about hope for the future. Okay.
That
was dope, man.
Definitely was.
Love
that was definitely fly, bro. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Man, coming through something and being able to speak about it and still headed towards the future, being positive about it, that's a beautiful thing, man. I love that piece.
Oh,
thank you for that. Wow. Yeah, Poetic.
Thank you for being so kind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, would you please be so kind as to give us the rundown for Epiphany?
Oh, man, let me see. Where do I start? Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's Tuesday night. Mojave has one of his dope shows, whether it be Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, War Council. You just have to tune in tomorrow night to see what we got. Wednesday night, of course, is the Erotic Love Zone with Mrs. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is open at the moment. But Saturday night is just Jay and Gina Storm show. Then Sunday night, y'all, is going to be the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. And then we'll be right back here with King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen. Will it be La Pearl La Negra? Will it be Queen Simmons? Or will it be a queen of the king's choosing from his royal court? I guess you just got to tune in. King and Queen, back to you.
Thank you. We're going to send you on over there, and you closing out the show, but you can still go over there and grab yourself a drink. You know Kalinda been over there waiting for you.
Let Kalinda know what you got going on outside of Epiphany.
Oh, man, check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night at 7:30, make sure you tune in. Let's Talk Poetry Corner, East Side Connection, YouTube. Come on through. It will be your host, King Atterbury, and yours truly co-hosting, man, as we talk about what is your preference? Do you want to be wanted or needed? You're not going to want to miss that show.
Oh, I ain't messing up. I want to see what it's going to talk about. That's what's up. Okay, all right. King, only you can do it like you do it. Where are we sending them over there? What's the name of the house?
We send them over to the Royale Lounge.
I definitely got a
song for my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody been focused on boys and men, but I'm gonna show you how these dudes flex, give it up. You know what I mean?
I don't know
if y'all heard about them back in the day, but y'all going to learn tonight. What Kevin Hart said? You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today.
You're
going to
learn today.
All right, Poetic, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you, bro.
Going over here and sit back and chill. One love, one mic. Okay. The show. Yo. How about we have a Poetic song take us out for tonight?
All right, here we go right here.
Goodbye to what we had. good times that made us laugh always come back. I thought we gave to thee forever, but forever's gone away.
Say